This is Travel in the Bluegrass with your host, Alan Watts.
A young lady from Adair County is finding her place in farming and agriculture by raising chickens on her farm. Allison Brockman says she grew up in farming and agriculture.
I grew up on a diversified beef and crop farm. We had corn, soybeans, tobacco. Tobacco was our main cash crop. And then when I was actually a senior in high school, my parents decided to diversify into poultry. So I was almost on my way out of the farm to go to college when they started that endeavor.
Brockman says she never saw her future in the poultry industry.
I always thought I would go back and help with the cattle, which I still do. But, there was an opportunity when I was actually still in school to buy a poultry farm during what would have been my junior year, but I kind of was ahead in classes, so I was kind of in my senior year. And so I actually bought the farm in December of 2018 and then graduated the following May in 2019.
She says cattle was her original focus.
Graduated from Taylor County High School in 2016 and then went to the University of Nebraska-Lincoln, where I spent 2.5 years actually in classes, and then I had an internship in northern Montana on a ranch out there. So my degree's in agriculture economics with a minor in entrepreneurship. And I originally went out to Nebraska. Again, I was focused on the cattle, but then that opportunity came up at home, and I couldn't pass it up.
Travel in the Bluegrass will return in a moment.
It's sad but true. Lots of folks think that food comes from the grocery store. Although that's the final stop, let's remember the first stop, the American farmer. It's the American farmer that faces uncertain markets, uncertain weather conditions, and a multitude of issues that most of us couldn't even understand. So the next time you're becoming impatient as you travel slowly behind farm machinery on the roadway, remember they're not only feeding the Commonwealth and our country, they're feeding the world. If you ate today, think of farmer.